Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and Tirim Maseches Nedarim Daf Chafdal, the third parak, Arba'a Nedarim. So the three tabs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov taught in the previous Mishnah, according to the Gemara's revision on Daf Chaf Gemara Mabes, Harotze Shiyochol Eitzol Chavero Umasarbo Umadiro Nidrei Zeruzinhu. One who wants his friend to eat with him and his friend is resisting, and he made a nether against him, it's a motivational nether and not valid. The Gemara asks if the Rabban disagree and quotes a Mishnah which states, that I will not benefit from you if you do not take for your son a core of wheat and two barrels of wine, then the neder is invalid. Because his friend can say, did you not say this merely for my honor? This itself is my honor to decline your offer. This implies that if not for his response, the neder would be valid, proving that the Rabban disagree with our Mishnah. The Gemara answers that in this case, all would agree that the neder was made in seriousness, because the Vara would say, I'm not a dog that I should benefit from you, and you do not benefit from me. Point number two, the Gemara attempts to bring a proof to his question from a mission which states, Nidrei Onasim, what is the case of forced nedarim? Hidiru chavero shiyocho etzel, if one made a neder against his friend, that he should eat with him, v'chalohu achal beno ushik v'nar, and he or his son became ill, or he was delayed by a river, then the neder is invalid since the condition was not fulfilled because of circumstances beyond his control. Halav hachi nederhu, this implies that otherwise the neder would be valid and it's not a motivational neder. This shows that the Rabban disagreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and considered such nedarim legitimate. The Gemara answers, do you think the inviter initiated the neder against the invitee? No, the invitee caused the inviter to vow against him. The cases where the invitee asks, will you invite me to your suda? When the inviter said yes, the invitee asked the inviter to make a neder against him if he failed to come, which he did. Since the invitee clearly needed no motivation to attend, the neder would have been valid if not for the circumstances that were beyond his control, such as getting sick or being delayed by a river. The Mishnah rules that this case is an example of nidrei onasim, nedarim of circumstances beyond one's control. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, nidrei havai, what are cases of nedarim of exaggeration? Amar konim imor isi b'derech hazeh kolei mitzrayim, imor isi nachash kakoros beis abad. If he says, konim, if I did not see on this road like the multitudes of leaving Mitzrayim, or if I did not see a snake like the beam of an awl press. The Ran notes that these are two distinct cases. In the first, he's exaggerating the truth that he saw many people. In the second, his statement is patently false, as we'll see on the Gemara in Daf Chafei Amud Aleph. It was taught in a Braisa that Shvuos Havai are also not effective, according to the reading preferred by most Rishonim, and asks what the case of this oath is. After Rav rejects Abai's approach, he explains the cases where one says, yes, or peros ha'om alai b'shvua, all the world's fruit shall be forbidden upon me by an oath if I have not seen on this road like a number of men who went out of Mitzrayim at the time of the Exodus. The Gemara will analyze this answer on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov taught in the previous Mishnah, according to the Gemara's revision on Daf Chav Gimel Amabes, Harose Shiyocho Eitzel Chavro Masarbo Madiro Nidrei Zeruzin, one who wants his friend to eat with him, and his friend is resisting, and he made a neder against him, it's a motivational neder and not valid. The Gemara asks if the Rabban disagree and quotes a mission which states, Konim she'eni nene l'cha im iya tanoto avincha kur shel chitim u'shtechav yosh yayin konim, that I will not benefit from you if you do not take for your son a core of wheat and two barrels of wine, then the neder is invalid. She'yachu lomer lo klum amarta el b'shvil kvodi, zehu kvodi. Because his friend can say, did you not say this merely for my honor? This itself is my honor to decline your offer. This implies that if not for his response, the neder would be valid, proving that the Rabban disagree with our Mishnah. The Gemara answers that in this case, all would agree that the neder was made in seriousness, because the Vara would say, I'm not a dog that I should benefit from you, and you do not benefit from me. Point number two, the Gemara attempts to bring a proof to his question from a Mishnah which states, Nidrei Onasim, what is the case of forced nedarim? Hidiru chavero shiyocho etzel, if one made a neder against his friend, that he should eat with him, v'chalohu achal beno ushik v'nar, and he or his son became ill, or he was delayed by a river, then the neder is invalid since the condition was not fulfilled because of circumstances beyond his control. Halav hachi nederhu, this implies that otherwise the neder would be valid and it's not a motivational neder. This shows that the Rabban disagreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and considered such nedarim legitimate. The Gemara answers, do you think the inviter initiated the neder against the invitee? No, the invitee caused the inviter to vow against him. The cases where the invitee asks, will you invite me to your suda? When the inviter said yes, the invitee asked the inviter to make a neder against him if he failed to come, which he did. Since the invitee clearly needed no motivation to attend, the netter would have been valid if not for the circumstances that were beyond his control, such as getting sick or being delayed by a river. The Mishnah rules that this case is an example of nidrei onasim, nidarim, of circumstances beyond one's control. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, nidrei havai, what are cases of nidarim of exaggeration? Amar koni imo re'isi b'derech hazeh kolei Mitzrayim, imo re'isi nachash kakoris beis habad. If he says, kon if I did not see on this road like the multitudes of leaving Mitzrayim, or if I did not see a snake like the beam of an awl press. The Ran notes that these are two distinct cases. In the first, he's exaggerating the truth that he saw many people. In the second, his statement is patently false, as we'll see on the Gemara in Daf Chafei Amud Aleph. It was taught in a Braisa that Shavuos Havai are also not effective, according to the reading preferred by most Rishonim, and asks what the case of this oath is. After Rav rejects Abai's approach, he explains the cases where one says, yes, or peros ha'om alai b'shvua, all the world's fruit shall be forbidden upon me by an oath if I have not seen on this road like a number of men who went out of Mitzrayim at the time of the Exodus. The Gemara will analyze this answer on the next daf. All right, so now we go to our siman daf chavdal, and our standard siman is a pitcher. A pitcher. So here goes. The man with a pitcher printed with the words, I'm not a dog, who had told his friend, Konam, I will not benefit from you unless you come and take these pitchers of wine for your son, was surprised to hear his friend claim he was delayed traveling through a treacherous jungle, who then said, Konam, if I was not stuck behind a snake, like the beam of an awl press. Once again, in slow motion. The man with a pitcher, that must be more duff, chavdal, cud. The man with the pitcher printed with the words, I'm not a dog, who had told his friend, Konam, I will not benefit from you unless you come and take these pitchers of wine for your son. Which reminds us, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah which states, if a person said, Konam, then I will not benefit from you. If you do not take for your son a core of wheat or 2 barrels of wine, then the netter is invalid. Because his friend can say, did you not say this merely for my honor? This itself is my honor to decline your offer. The Gemara explains that in this case, all would agree that the netter was made in seriousness, because the vower would say, I'm not a dog that should benefit from you, and you do not benefit from me. So the man with the pitcher printed with the words, I'm not a dog, who had told his friend, Konam, I will not benefit from you unless you come and take these pitchers of wine for your son, was surprised to hear his friend claim he was delayed traveling through a treacherous jungle. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, what is the case of Nidrei Onasim, forced Nadarim, if one made a netter against his friend that he should eat with him, and he or his son became ill, or he was delayed by a river, then the netter is invalid since the condition was not fulfilled because of circumstances beyond his control. So the man with the pitcher printed with the words, I'm not a dog, who had told his friend, Konam, I will not benefit from you unless you come and take these pitchers of wine for your son, was surprised to hear his friend claim he was delayed traveling through a treacherous jungle, who then said, Konam, if I was not stuck behind a snake, like the beam of an awl press. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nidrei Havai, what are cases on the Dharm of exaggeration? Amar konim imo re'isi b'derech hazeh ko'oi Mitzrayim, imo re'isi nachash kakoros beis habad. If he says, Konam, if I did not see on this road like the multitudes leaving Mitzrayim, or if I did not see a snake like the beam of an awl press. The Ran notes that these are two distinct cases. In the first, he's exaggerating the truth that he saw many people. In the second, his statement is patently false. So once again, the man with the pitcher printed with the words, I'm not a dog, who had told his friend, Konam, I will not benefit from you unless you come and take these pitchers of wine for your son, was surprised to hear his friend claim he was delayed traveling through a treacherous jungle, who then said, Konam, if I was not stuck behind a snake, like the beam of an awl press. All right, now it's time for 4 Blah Bah Chazara. Daf Chaf. So the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The patrons eating at the quaint seaside cafe. Cafe? That must be on Daf Chaf. The patrons eating at the quaint seaside cafe with cherem net decor, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yudches Amabay stated regarding the Darim, Uperushim Lahako, their interpretation is accepted even if it's lenient. The Mishnah here gives numerous examples of someone who provides a far-fetched interpretation of his netter. The first one being, one vowed with a cherem and said afterwards, I vowed only regarding the cherem, meaning the net of the sea. Ramir says about these cases, Alkulan Ein Nishan Lehem, in all of them, they do not request a heter. The netter is invalid. The Im Nishalu Onshin Lesanu Machmin Lehem, and if they did request a heter, we punish them and are strict with them. The Gemara notes the apparent contradiction in the Mishnah whether heter for the netter is required, and explains that whereas the Talmud Chacham is fully believed about his original intent and does not require heter, Anama Arts is not trusted and thus requires a heter. So the patrons eating at the quaint seaside cafe with cherem net decor, who were bashful to share that they had come from the Sinai desert, which reminds us it was taught in the Braisa regarding the purpose of the experience at Har Sinai, The pasuk states, Ba'avur tia yiras al penechem, zo busha, so that the fear of him will be in your faces. This refers to the trait of busha, of shame, so that you should not sin, which teaches that shame leads to the fear of sin. And it was taught that he who does not have the trait of busha, it's known that his ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai. So the patrons eating at the quaint seaside cafe with cherem net decor, who were bashful to share that they had come from the Sinai desert, were happy to hear they could have their food prepared according to their preference, be it salted, roasted, cooked, or stewed. Which reminds me, Yochanan Devay said that he was told by angels about four disabilities in children, which are caused by various improper activities of their parents during relations. The Gemara concludes that the Chachamim say that halacha does not accord with Yochanan Devay. Rather, all that a man wants to do with his wife he may do, and they bring a mushel, it's comparable to meat that comes from the butcher. If he wants to eat it salted, roasted, cooked, or stewed, he may do so. Daf Chafav. So the Siman Daf Chafav is a car pronounced ka by people from Boston. So here goes. The electric ka dealer, that must be one Daf Chafav, car, ka. The electric ka dealer who made a motivational netter that he won't sell his newest model for less than $100,000, which reminds us, the Mishnah gives an example of Nidrei Zeruzi, motivational nedarim. If one was selling an item and said, Konam, the proceeds of the sale to me, that I will not sell it for less than a seller, which is 4 dinarim. And the buyer said, Konam she'eni mosi v'chal, a shekel, Konam the item to me, if I buy it for more than a shekel, which is 2 dinarim. Shneim rotzi m'shosha dinarim, both are agreeable to the price of 3 dinarim, which is midway between the two. Rava says you can even explain this according to the Rabbanan. Mi katan shneim ratzu, shneim rotzim katani. Does it say they both agreed, meaning they later agreed? It says they both are agreeable, which means all along they were agreeable to the price of 3 denarim, and the netter is invalid because they never intended what they said. So the electric kadil, who made a motivational netter that he won't sell his newest model for less than $100,000, to the customer who made a netter to pay no more than $49,999 minus a pruta, which reminds us, Ravina asked Ravashi, if the seller said in his netter an amount greater than a sella, and the buyer said a netter for an amount less than a shekel, Nidra Hava or Zeruzin Hava, is it a legitimate netter or a motivational one? According to the Run's first explanation that the amount means a pruta, which is the smallest coin, the seller meant that he will not accept less than a sella and a pruta, and the buyer meant they will not pay more than a shekel minus a pruta. The question is whether their naming such precise values indicates that they did intend the nedarim literally. So the electric kadil who made a motivational netter that he won't sell his newest model for less than $100,000, to the customer who made a netter to pay no more than $49,999 minus a pruta, soon regretted his rash decision and called his rabbi, who was known to only give a heter on four types of nedarim, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Ravasi, Arba nedarim ha'u tzrichin she'el chochem, these four types of nedarim of the mission require a heter of a sage. Rav Yosef taught Rav Yehuda's statement differently. Ein chochem rasha lahatya el ke'ein arba nedarim halu. A sage is not allowed to annul a neder except like these four types of nedarim. Only a mistaken circumstance, such as the vower would not have made the neder had he been fully aware of it, is sufficient grounds to annul a neder. This is like the four types of nedarim in which the vower never intended to make a neder. The Gemara concludes based on this, Kesavra ein poskim b'charata. He holds, we cannot make an opening with mere regret. Daf Chav Beis. So the Siman Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, that must be one Daf Chav Beis. The cab driver who got stuck in traffic caused by judges who were reviewing a ledger and examining the actions of a man who made a vow, which reminds us, Rabbi Yana the Elder asked his grandson who made a neder, if you would have known that in Shemayim they open your ledger and examine your actions when you vowed, would you have vowed? The Ron explains that a person who makes a neder gives the impression that he holds himself to be a great person, will not stumble and violate his neder. Therefore, in Shemayim, they scrutinize his deeds to see if his opinion of himself reflects the truth. We don't follow this practice because when one is told the severity of his misdeed, he may profess regret even if he actually does not regret his neder. So the cab driver got stuck in traffic caused by judges who were reviewing a ledger and examining the actions of a man who made a vow, got so angry that all types of Gehenim dominated him, which reminds us, we learn about all the ill effects of cuts of anger, such as all types of Gehenim rule over him, he gets hemorrhoids, and he forgets his learning. So the cab driver got stuck in traffic caused by judges who were reviewing a ledger and examining the actions of a man who made a vow, got so angry that all types of Gehenim dominated him. And he called his wife and erroneously made a shvuah that she may not benefit from him because he thought she stole his GPS, which reminds Rabbi Yossi said, Ein Nizkakin L'Elokei Yisrael, we do not address one who swears by the God of Israel to annul his vow, except for one who said, Konam, my wife's benefit from me because she stole my purse or because she hit my child, and it became known that she did not steal it or hit him. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the similar Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The Kugelach champ. Kugelach, that must be more Daf Chaf Gimel. The Kugelach champ, who found a pesach to his neder, forbidding his holding the Kugelach pieces, when he saw how frustrated the rabbis were in trying to find him a pesach, which reminds us, when Rav Shimon bar Revi saw how pained the rabbis were going back and forth between the sun and the shade, trying to find a valid opening for his neder, he conceived that he would not have made the neder had he known it would cause him this frustration, and that itself became his pesach. So the Kugelach champ, who found a pesach to his neder, forbidding his holding the Kugelach pieces, when he saw how frustrated the rabbis were in trying to find him a pesach, was surprised to see his mother make the pilgrimage to the championship game, given his father's neder forbidding her to come, which reminds us, the Gemara quotes a brisa which states that there was a story with a man who made a neder forbidding his wife from going on a pilgrimage, and she transgressed his will and went on the pilgrimage, and when Rabbi Yossi asked him if he would have made the neder if he would have known she would disobey him, and he responded, no, Rabbi Yossi annulled the neder. So the Kugelach champ, who found a pesach to his neder forbidding his holding the Kugelach pieces, when he saw how frustrated the rabbis were in trying to find him a pesach, was surprised to see his mother make the pilgrimage to the championship game, given his father's neder forbidding her to come, and decided next Rosh Hashanah he'll declare all nedarim he makes should be null, which reminds us. The Gemara says that the next Mishnah is missing text and should read, HaRotzo Shu Yiskayim L'Nedarav Kol Hashanah, one who wants all his Nedarim to be ineffective the whole year, Yamid Rosh Hashanah V'Yomer should stand on Rosh Hashanah and say, Kol Neder Shani Asi L'Idor Yehe Bato, every Neder I will make should be null. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which have they learned when Rabbi Shimon bar Revi saw how pained the rabbis were not being able to find a Pesach to his Neder, that itself became the basis of his Pesach. That's on Dov. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which of the Gemara, an example of Nidra Havaya, an exaggerated nether, is when one said, Kodum, if I did not see a snake, like the beam of an olive press. That's on Dov. Chav Dal. Good. Number 3. Which Dov did we discuss the case when one made a nether with a cherem and said afterwards, I made a nether only regarding the cherem, meaning the net of the sea. That's on Dov. Chaf. Good. Number 4. Which of the Rabbi Yehuda rules in a case where one said he's a nuzzer, if there's a certain amount of grain in a pile and then some of it was lost, he's not a nuzzer. That's on Duff. Yud test. Good. Number 5. Which Duff do we have a case of a man who made a netter forbidding his wife from going on a pilgrimage and she disobeyed him and the netter was annulled? That's on Duff. Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss a case where one said, Kona, that I will not benefit from you if you do not take for your son a core of wheat and 2 barrels of wine? That's on Dov. Chav Dal. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss annulling shvuos, such as in the case when one made a shvuah forbidding benefit from his wife because he thought she stole his money? That's on Dov. Chav Beis. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we discuss the declaration one makes at Rosh Hashanah to declare all future nedarim he makes null? That's on Dov. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that Nidrei Onasim is when a condition was not fulfilled due to circumstances beyond one's control? That's on Dov. Chav Dal. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you discuss when one gets angry, all types of Gehenna rule over him? That's on Dov. Chav Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.